On section two there, are you pleased with where your business is today?
Needs to have some sort of scoring, because it needs to be contextualised, because if you get the situation where somebody is going to think, I'm scoring a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, they're neither happy nor happy. If they're an 8 or a 9,
They
then
are
it's
happy.
about general improvement. If they're a 1 or a 2, it's like, do you pull the ripcord and get out and do something completely different?
Yeah, so
I think this
that
question.
are there enough questions there? I mean, is that what you're asking there is, are they in general happy with where they are?
Where their business is,
Where their
yes.
business is?
Well, we don't want to get in the whole kind of psychology of their whole
No.
life, Chris. I mean, we would be here forever.
But
I
is
mean,
that too? Is that
no,
what?
yeah. We can tighten that up, because again, if you think you can't take the questions in isolation, I mean, if you look at this one here, we're suggesting how long have you been in business? Now, this will generally fit with the business.
Yeah,
The business cycle.
this is the first. Once the client is on the SME 7 program, irrespective of whether they're doing the DIY, the assisted, or the VIP, these questions are all absolutely relevant. These are the first things they have to complete. So when we're talking about this telephone fact find, this is where we will. We want them to basically revisit this stuff. And how did you get into this business?
Well, I think that's quite a fundamental question, because it actually, to my mind, tells you a lot about the motivation of the business owner. Because if it's a case of it's a business I fell into, the general explanations I get on that is I was made redundant and I hadn't got anything better to do, which tends to indicate that the business owner has
Slipped.
bought themselves a job, essentially. If they said, you know, I went to business college, I worked 5 or 6, and I've always had the driving ambition to have my own business, that tells you a different set of things. And you may get things like, you know, it's a family business, it's been in the business, you know, my grandfather
But if
started it,
it,
and blah,
let's
blah,
just take
blah.
the DIY person for a second. How, if they answer to that is, I fell in it, then what? What?
Well, you've got to think about what it's driving and where they are, because some of the people coming onto the SME7 program are going to be thinking about an exit strategy. Now, this may well bring some of those thoughts to.
So that question, where are, if you were interviewing someone and you asked them that question, you would then interpret their answers to make decisions about something. What we need to do is create the program
When
that.
I use that question in my own consultancy business,
Which is what, simply
consultancy,
consultancy.
when I ask that question, it makes me think about what I bring to the table from the point of view of the future strategy. Because to a certain extent, for example, if it's a family business, it's third generation, and it's very ingrained within the family, what you're going to be looking for is longevity of the
Right.
business.
Can I ask you a question then? If we put forward all the different variants of the potential answers that they might come for them to tick,
Yeah.
we could then suggest something, which,
Correct.
yeah?
Absolutely right.
Okay. This has been Chris O and Clive Mulligan working out the SME7 client program. Just a short clip for you, that was.